and other shepherds that they knew about the life-changing baby in the stable. They were, in a way, the first evangelists. And that's what we're meant to be this Christmas. We're called to be out and about telling people about the baby in the manger who grew up to be Jesus who goes to the cross at Calvary. Our job is to make sure the Christmas message doesn't stay in the stable or stay in the church, but gets out to our homes and our hearts as well. So I thought we'd think a little bit about the shepherds this morning. Now, you all know, don't you, that I am a theologically trained boffin. Thank you, Nigel, for that, frankly, snort of derision I heard from you. I am, you know, theologically trained, highly, highly educated. And I happen to know the names of the shepherd. Shepherds. Know that theologically it's taken me ages to work this out. And also after years and years of theological study, pouring over the commentaries, reading the Greek and the Hebrew, of which I was proficient at Bible college. My nose is now growing. I know how many shepherds there were. Would you like to know? I can see you're poised at your seat with anticipation and expectation. This is my Christmas present to you. There were seven shepherds. And for this, I will need seven helpers. But before you volunteer, my other two helpers, Becca and Paul, I have shepherding headdresses that you can wear. I need seven shepherds. And if my seven shepherds can't read, can they bring with them a grown-up who can? So seven shepherds. Can you read? Fantastic. Can you read? Fantastic. Can you read? Fantastic. You're going to help just in case we can read. So how many is that? Are you both going to be, you can be more than one shepherd. Do you want to put these headdresses on? Go to that lot. How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3. Oh, thanks. And one more. Hurrah. Right, so we have seven shepherds. Now they're just going to get their headdresses on. Then they're going to come at the front in a line. And then I'm going to give you your name. And on the back of your name is your words. Right? There we go. You're right at the end. You're going to read for Isaac. Very good. There you go. I've classed you as three. Okay, there we go. Can you put that over your head? Or can you just hold it in front of you so people can see? Oh, yes. There is a theme emerging here. There we go. There we go. There you go. One more. This is typecast. Has everybody got a headdress on? Come and stand in a row. There's one more. George? Are you going to be a shepherd or will we have a shepherd over here? Do you want to be a shepherd, Josh? No, one more person, please. One more person. Because it doesn't work. I need one more person. Come on, Tony. Oh, come on, ma'am. Can you read? Well. That's all right. Can you do the sound of snoring? Yes, you can. You're cast. There we go. So, this is our long line here of shepherds that I've spent long theological study finding out their names. What a great lot. So we have Sleepy. Here is Sleepy. We have Grumpy. Who's Grumpy? Sarah is Grumpy. Hello. Don't say it yet. Typecast. We have Sneezy. Hello, Sneezy. Good morning. Welcome. We have Doc. Hello, Doc.
Hi.
We have Bashful. Hi. So shy. We have happy. Oh, that's typecast. Very good. And we have dopey. You may have heard those names before. Welcome to the shepherds. So I'm going to tell you their shepherding story. Some of them have got lines at the back. This could go horribly wrong. We shall see. This is Sleepy. Sleepy's good at snoring noises. Some good snoring noises there. This is Sleepy. Some people are heavier sleepers than others. They find it very hard to wake up. Sleepy was like that. He was asleep when the angel first appeared. His friends were so frightened that they woke him up. Sleepy was nearly awake when the angel spoke of a special baby being born. Great acting here. Thank you, Sleepy. This is Grumpy. Hang on. Most families have somebody who could be classed as grumpy. Some grumpy at Christmas, some grumpy more often throughout the year. I hope that's not you. Perhaps nothing is ever right. Why do we have to go to church before we can open all of our presents? It's not fair. Grumpy was grumpy as usual.
Who do those angels think they are disturbing us in the middle of the night? Why should we go all the way to Bethlehem? Who's going to look after the sheep while we're away? We might lose our jobs if we lose any sheep.
Grumpy. Oh dear. This is Sneezy. Sneezy should never have been a shepherd because he had hay fever and is allergic to wool. So working in the field with grass and sheep didn't really go well together. Where's your reader gone? And your reader says,
let's go to Bethlehem and see what has happened. Achoo! If nothing else, I might stop sneezing for a while.
Well done. Good acting. Stand in, Sneezy. Where's Doc here? This is typecast, I can tell. This is Doc. He was the wisest of the shepherds. The one used to taking charge. He had been just as frightened as the others when the angel spoke to them, but now he'd pulled himself together and he says,
come on, let's go to Bethlehem. Our sheep can look after themselves for one night. The angel said that the baby would be lying in the manger, and I think I know where we will find him. Let's go and see.
You see? Very wise. Clearly leadership material. This, hello, is Bashful. He was not the most forceful of the shepherds. He almost seemed to need permission from the sheep before he did anything.
Do you think it's okay
to go bursting into this stable? The baby's only just been born. Shouldn't we let the mother rest? And he's supposed to be a very special baby. Would it be right for us to go and see him?
Well done. The others just left old Bashful outside whilst they went in to see the baby in the manger. This is Happy, who looks very happy to be here. Happy saw the baby Jesus just as the angel had described. He saw the baby who is the Saviour and Christ the Lord. Happy knew that this was joyful good news, just as the angel had said.
God does care for his people. God has kept his promise to send us a saviour. God is about to do great things for us, and we have the privilege of being in on it from the beginning.
Thank you, Happy. God sends us a saviour. Happy is right. So we need to look ahead in our story to see what happens next. We will get to you in a moment, Doopy. Only when we look beyond the baby of Bethlehem to Jesus, who at Easter is our saviour, can we understand the full picture of why Christmas is so important. Because that baby born grows up, and Jesus goes preaching the good news of the kingdom of God. He heals sick people. He raises people from the dead. He teaches that he comes to give his life for others. He was arrested and killed on a cross. He died praying, "Father, forgive them." The baby born in Bethlehem grows up into a man, who is God and is nailed to a cross, but he rises again on Easter Day. After meeting his friends, he shows them the wounds in his hands and his side and shows them that he is alive. He ascends into heaven, leaving his spirit to help us. Christmas and Easter go together. It's kind of like bookends of human history. Without Easter, we can't have Christmas, and without Christmas, we can't have Easter. Now then, this gormless-looking shepherd. You don't know what gormless means, do you? That's a very Yorkshire word. This is Dopey. Hello, Dopey. You got the best role. This is Dopey. Dopey did not understand what the angel was all about. He saw the angel. He listened to the message of the angel. He went with all the other shepherds to Bethlehem, saw the newborn baby, but that was all he saw. The others explained it all to him again and again, but he just could not take it in. He said,
"Well, I didn't understand what all of this is about. It's only a baby."
"It's only a baby," said Dopey. Now, I'd like to challenge you, if you aren't regularly coming to church, if you wouldn't consider yourself a Christian, to not be Dopey today. Don't be Dopey by just joining in with our celebrations, but not having Christmas without Christ in the middle of it. Many people do seem content just to do that, just to celebrate without knowing why we celebrate. If that's you today, can I perhaps leave you with some questions to think about Jesus? What if this is true? If there is a God who died for you, who is wrapped up in human form as a baby, what if he's actually asking you to follow him today? Then perhaps it's not just a baby in a manger story, but one that could be the beginning of a journey to a new beginning in your life. So, a challenge to all of us to really think about what the real reason for Christmas is. So thank you, Grumpy and Bashful, and Dopey, who isn't Dopey in real life, I think you'll understand. Happy and Dark and Sleepy and Sneezy. Give them a huge round of applause. Thank you, everybody. Take a bow, take a bow. Take a bow, and we're going to be singing about that child who grew up to be our salvation and our saviour and Messiah. And Kath and Dan are going to lead us in a worship song.
Do stand if you're comfortable to do so.